We've reached the end point of the legislative session. As we record this, we have about potentially 3 hours left in session, and most of the business of the Senate has wrapped up for the year.
It appears to be done. Several things have happened this week, and we did take up right to work and spent over 8 hours debating on the floor. Then, used by Senate rules, debate was cut off and a vote was taken, and the minority party was very upset with the outcome of the vote and shutting off the debate, which was simply turned out to just start reading books and doing nothing but killing time. And so the vote was taken, and now they vow to shut down the Senate for the rest of the week, which is in the year, and we've all got some special bills we'd like to have for people in our district, areas in our district, but those may not come up. We've got 3 hours to see if they go ahead and sit down after 2 days of this. We'll see what happens. But at stake is this, what we call a FRA tax, which is a tax that's actually a charge that hospitals charge people that pay for services. It relates to things, but it's $3.6 billion of money. The Fed's Medicaid programs, and we have to have this, and I don't understand why this filibustering to keep this from passing, because our hospitals are going to hurt if we don't get it passed. Nursing homes are going to get hurt because that Medicaid money just isn't going to be there to pay those people's expenses. The hospitals and nursing homes will be the big people that suffer. And we've got till end of September to pass it, so the governor has two options. He could then call a special session if we don't do it, which I don't like the idea of, because it's going to cost taxpayers, depending who you look at or what you look at or who you talk to, but several thousand dollars. Some people say $100,000 a day. There for every day we're up here. I have a hard time believing that figure, unless they're counting the lawn mowing, but still several dollars of taxpayer money. So I don't understand the logic behind shutting down this to where we cannot do the business of taking that up. Now, if it's on something controversial, dealing with abortion or guns or whatever, I understand why the minority party might try that. But to shut down this, it funds that essential service to the state of Missouri. And the alternative is, let's come back up here, and the governor said he will call a special session that we'll have to all drive up here, spend a day or two getting that done, and then go back home. So I don't want to do it. I could care less about the per diem or the mileage or whatever. I just want to get it done. I kind of figure time is money with all of us, and it's your money right now, our taxpayers' money, and I don't like wasting it. I pay into that too, and several dollars over the years. So don't like that scenario. We could also take it up during veto session and pass it then. That'd be calling it close. The governor said no, he's going to call a special session for it. So we'll see where it all goes.
That bill aside, and the lack of action on the Senate floor, especially this week aside, is there any legislation for you personally or your district that you wish made it to the finish line?
Yes, I've got something for Howell County in here that I think is very important. They've asked me to carry for them, and also then was able to get an amendment in there that's going to help all the counties out in the area to go to the juvenile retention center, and it's going to add a buck on to fines for civil and criminal cases, just a dollar. But that could save our counties quite a little bit of money if I have to do that. So those are a couple, and I've got some other bills out there too, but nothing earth-shaking that can wait till next year.